Bill has serious heart failure, and at 76, he's a bit fragile. His heart condition means his health is poor, and an ambulance often comes and brings him to the hospital for procedures and medication adjustments. He stays a few days and is then discharged with medications and clear instructions on how to take the drugs and what to eat. But Bill lives alone, and he often gets things a little mixed up. So he then returns a few weeks later to the hospital when he gets short of breath. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This problem of hospital readmission rates is serious. It drives up healthcare costs, and it keeps people like Bill from enjoying a better quality of life. It turns out that about 20% of people on Medicare who get discharged from a hospital will be readmitted within the first 30 days. That is far higher than it is in other developed nations. The problem is that hospitals get reimbursed every time they admit a person to the hospital, which is expensive. Remember those charges of $2,000 a day for a hospital bed? And that's without any medication or services. A visiting nurse stopping by Bill's house to weigh him, adjust his medications, and perhaps perform an EKG is a fraction of the cost of a hospitalization. But the hospital doesn't get reimbursed for the visiting nurse. The incentives are lopsided. The system encourages hospitals to discharge patients early so they'll come back again. Well, the Affordability Care Act tried to reduce readmissions by enacting a readmission penalty. The ACA imposed financial penalties on hospitals who had above average readmission rates for three medical conditions, one of which was heart failure. The other two were heart attacks and pneumonia. Since then, the readmission rate for these three conditions has fallen 16%. The readmission rates are probably still too high, but it was a large step forward. So while it saved money, did it help sick people? Like with any policy, penalties or incentives can work in unintended ways. In this case, did the penalties drive doctors to not admit patients who really needed to be in the hospital and perhaps contribute to premature death? Well, the data isn't all crystal clear yet, but some data suggest the readmission rates have had a beneficial effect lowering death rates. Remember, hospitals are not a particularly healthy place to be unless you really need to be there. While the question of whether the penalty actually saves lives and improves health is being more carefully studied, it does seem clear that the incentives that promote hospitals sending out nurses to watch over chronically sick people not only improves their health and the adherence to medications, but it reduces loneliness and social isolation, which also impact the quality of life. A win-win-win. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.